Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, grateful, thankful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And it is, as always, a what? A great word. Thanking God for this day that He has made. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning with humble hearts, Lord God, lifting up the name of Jesus, asking you to cover your people, oh God. Ask you to cover the sick and the shut-in, asking you to cover the prisoners in prison, Lord God. Let them be made free that should be free, Lord God. And keep incarcerated those that should be incarcerated, Lord God. For you know each and every one. You know each and every story. You know each and every situation. Father God, release your anointing in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for families that are struggling today and asking you, Lord God, to unharden hearts of landlords wanting to increase rent to the point where people can't afford to pay their rent. They are having the rent so extortious that the poor are not allowed to rent their homes. Lord God, I'm asking you today to cover your children. Father God, I thank you for traveling grace, for allowing my sister and I to travel to and from our destination to drop off our granddaughter, Lord God. And we ask you to give her daughter and granddaughter traveling grace as they go home. Lord God, we're asking you to cover churches and cover pastors, oh God. So many of your houses of worship are still closing as many doors of everything else is opening. Father God, I pray a special blessing over churches and church bodies. Father God, I know that you have spoken that we have got to take the church out of the four walls. And Lord, we thank you for opening doors for the church services to be broadcast wide and abroad. We're asking you, Lord God, to cover the people of Ukraine and the people of Russia as well, Lord God, that are against this horrible one man's war for power and to take over the world. Lord God, we bind that spirit of Antichrist in Putin. We bind it and we send it back from whence it came to the pits of hell. But Lord God, you are in charge of everything. With your voice, you can stop this war. With your voice, you can destroy this planet. With your voice, you created this planet. Let there be light, oh God. And there was light. Everything that you do, Lord God, you said, and it was good. So Father God, we're asking you for a good report on this planet, oh God, as we, your people, are repenting today, Lord God, from how we treat this world, oh God, and ask you to please forgive us, and how we treat the biggest resource on this world, people. Help us to be generous and kind and loving to our fellow man, Lord God. Remove all things not like you from our hearts, from our minds, and from our spirits. And Father God, I lift up this word today, asking you to touch it, asking you to lift it, asking you, Lord God, to remove any impurity from my heart, mind, and spirit. And Lord God, I ask you to please increase as I decrease, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. In the name of the matchless Savior Christ Jesus, I lift up this word, believing, Lord God, that with your voice, all things can be made whole. Believing with your voice, I'm made whole. Lord God, help me to listen so that I can hear what you tell me to do. And Lord God, I thank you for resolving some issues in my life. for giving me some clarity and some closure. In Jesus' name, Lord, I lift up again all those listening live and later, asking you to watch over them and bless them. Lord God, special prayers for mothers and fathers and those, Lord God, that work so hard. I pray for the mother of the children murdered in your house by their father, who not only killed his children, but himself in your house, God. I pray for the mother of these young children and ask you, Lord God, to please give her strength during this test. Give her strength, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We pray, and we pray some more. Planet, for our world and for each other. I was on a prayer call this morning, and I'm just joining in prayer for a family in California, I believe it was, where a father who did not have custody of his children, and God, we can see why not, a power situation, where the father, the custody was between this father and his ex-wife or estranged wife. And so she thought the exchange of the children and the visitation that her babies would be safe in the house of God. And instead, this man kills his three daughters in God's house. And it says the father fatally shoots four, including his three daughters, in a Sacramento church before killing himself. How do you go into the house of God and kill yourself? These babies were not, they were 9, 10, and 13 years old. And the person he killed also was the supervisor who was supervising the visit. And then killed himself. And the police say it was domestic violence. You think? The father, the wife had a restraint, the mother of the children had a restraining order against the father. And now you can see why. Why? Why, and why, we ask God. But God is in charge. Those babies are with the Lord. They are safe. They are secure. They are with God. We pray for the living. We pray for their mother, for each other, that God will speak, because the voice of God created everything. He created you. He created me. He created this world. As we go back into January 1st, to the word of God, and it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was God said. And we have to listen to the voice of God so that when God says, we listen. Thank you, Father, for your voice. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy.
speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, over this world. Speak, Lord, over your people. Speak, Lord, over this planet. For you created us all. For your word said, and you said, let there be. And it was. So let's get into our word this morning. I'm excited again. We are coming out of a new book. Hallelujah. We are coming out of a new book this morning. And I am all filled up as I go and get my little book, which I love my little book. Y'all know my little book. It goes in and it tells us what we're going to expect. And, you know, God put in my heart yesterday to read our little book on what we should have learned in the book of Leviticus, which I believe we caught everything and did learn everything. It was a awesome word of God. And all I can say is we are so blessed to be children of God. We are so blessed that God has given us a word this morning, and that it is a good word, because we know that when God speaks, we should all do what? We should all listen. Hallelujah. Let us listen this morning to the voice of God, which speaks to our heart. As we get into the book of Numbers this morning, you know, we know that it's, I call it God's book of head count. You know, God needs to know who everybody is, even though he already does, because he created us. He knows our name. He knows every hair on our head. He knows everything about us. The stuff that everybody else don't know about us, God knows. He knows our troubles. He knows our joy. He knows our peace. He knows us. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for knowing me and for loving me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So as I get our little book together, I just want to say again to all of you, thank you so very much for listening in to us. Thank you so very much for being a part of this moving forward experience. Hopefully you can hear me a little bit better now. Thank you for just being who you are, mighty men and women of God. So let's get into what our little book. Woo, glory to God. Let's get into our little book. And you're like, this lady is so strange with her little books and all her little stuff all around and this Bible, that Bible, and let's go here and let's go there. But that's what this is. This is Bible study. So we're going to go all over the place, because the more you know, the more you grow. Hallelujah. And this is what it says in our little book. And my little book is called Know Your Bible. So what I need to tell you now is get your Bible, y'all. Get your Bible. Get your Bible study. And I am coming out of New King James so that I am good for those that have a little difficulty with King James, but also so that my King James readers can also follow along. But this is what we are going to learn in Numbers, that Numbers is attributed to Moses as the author, that it was written also around 1400 B.C. In 10 words or less, we should learn, faithless Israelites wandered 40 years in the wilderness of Sinai. And you will want to know, this is me adding to my little book, the question, are you a 10 or a 2? And you'll understand as we get into this word. And it says this, Numbers begins with a census. hence the book's name, 14 months after the Israelites escaped Egypt, they numbered 603,550 men, not including the Levites and not including women and children. This mass of people, the newly formed nation of Israel, begins a march of approximately 200 miles to the promised land of Canaan, a journey that will take decades to complete. The delay is God's punishment of the people who complain about food and water, rebel against Moses, and hesitate to enter Canaan because of powerful people already living there. God decrees that this entire generation will die in the wilderness, leaving the promised land to a new generation of more obedient Israelites. The Lord is, quote, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. And we'll get to that in Numbers chapter 14, verse 18. And the unique and unusual about Numbers, even Moses misses out on the promised land, punishment for disobeying God by striking rather than speaking to a rock from which water would miraculously appear. And we'll see that in Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 through 13. And so what? God hates sin and punishes it. We can be thankful that Jesus took the punishment for us. So we got a lot to go through in the book of Numbers. But the one thing I see in Numbers is that obedience is better than sacrifice. That scripture is not from Numbers, but it is from Samuel. But I tell you, that is what you see all through Numbers. Disobedience. Folks not wanting to do what God says do. And I can speak, we all fall short of following what we're told to do by the voice of God. But remember, the voice of God created everything. And it can create as well as be short. We want to be a part of the creation and not a part of the destruction. So let's keep God first in everything that we're doing today and always. For God is in charge of everything. And this is the word of God. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of meeting, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who are able to go to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And when you and with you there shall be a man from every tribe, each one of the head of his house, father's house. These are the names of the men who shall stand with you, from Reuben, Elijah, the son of Shaddai, from Simeon, Shalumiel, the son of Zerahadiah, from Judea, Meshon, the son of Aminadab, from Issachar, Nathaniel, the son of Zohar, from Zebulun, Elab, the son of Elon, from the sons of Joseph, from Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Aminahud, from Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedaizah, from Benjamin, Abinadan, the son of Gideonai, from Dan, Ahazah, the son of Amishadai, from Asher, Pagel, the son of Akron, from Gad, Elishapha, the son of Duel, from Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enon. These were the chosen from the congregation, the leaders of their father's tribes, heads of the divisions in Israel. Then Moses and Aaron took these men who had been mentioned by name, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they recited their ancestry by families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, each one individually, as the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Now the children of Reuben, Israel's oldest sons, their genealogies by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male individually, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Reuben were 46,500. Children of Simeon, their genealogies by their families, by their father's houses, by their father's house, of those who were numbered, according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Simeon were 59,300. From the children of Gad, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Gad were 45,650. From the children of Judah, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Judah were 24,600. I'm sorry, that's not correct. Those who numbered of the tribe of Judah were 74,600. From the children of Issachar, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to their number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Issachar were 54,400. From the children of Zebulun, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Zebulun were 57,400. From the sons of Joseph, the children of Ephraim, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. From the children of Manasseh, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Manasseh, were 22,200. From the children of Benjamin, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. From the children of Dan, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. From the children of Asher, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. From the children of Naphtali, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Naphtali were 53,400. These are the ones who were numbered, whom Moses and Aaron numbered with the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each one representing his father's house. So all who were numbered of the children of Israel by their father's houses were from 20 years old and above. All who were able to go to war with Israel, all who were numbered were 603,550. So 603,550. But the Levites were not numbered among them by their father's tribe. For the Lord has spoken to Moses, saying, only the tribe of Levi you shall not number, nor take a census of them among the children of Israel. But you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, over all its furnishings, and over all things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They shall attend to it and camp around the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle is to go forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall set it up. The outsider who comes near shall be put to death. The children of Israel shall pitch their tents, everyone by his own camp, everyone by his own standard, according to their armies. But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that they may be no wrath for the congregation of the children of Israel. The Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. Thus the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so they did. Chapter 2 of the book of Numbers. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, everyone of the children of Israel shall camp by his own standard beside the emblem of his father's house. They shall camp some distance from the tabernacle of meeting on the east side toward the rising of the sun. Those of the standard of the forces with Judah shall camp according to their armies, and Nashon the son of Amminadab shall be the leader of the children of Judah. And his army was numbered at 74,600. Those who camp next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Ethanel, the son of Zohar, shall be the leader of the children of Issachar. And his army was numbered at 54,400. Then came the tribe of Zebulun, and Elab, the son of Elon, shall be the leader of the children of Zebulun, and his army was numbered at 57,400, all who were numbered according to their armies of the forces with Judah, 186,400. These shall break camp first. On the south side shall be the standard of the forces with Reuben, according to their armies, and the leader of the children of Reuben shall be Elizur, the son of Shedeur. And his army was numbered at 46,500. Those who camp next to him shall be the tribe of Simeon. And the leader of the children of Simeon shall be Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. And his army was numbered at 59,300. Then came the tribe of Gad. And the leader of the children of Gad shall be Elishaphat, the son of Reuel. And his army was numbered at 45,650. All who were numbered according to the armies of the forces. Let me go back there. I lost my spot. All who were numbered according to the armies of the forces with Reuben, 151,450, they shall be the second to break camp. So everything was being done decent and in order, because God does not play with chaos. Even though we got to say it, some of our lives can be chaotic. God is always in control. And as we continue, it says, and the tabernacle meeting shall move out with the camp of the Levites in the middle of the camp. As they camp, so they shall move out, everyone in his place by their standard. On the west side shall be the standard of the forces with Ephraim, according to their army. And the leader of the children of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Amihud. And his army was numbered at 40,500. Next to him comes the tribe of Manasseh. And the leader of the children of Manasseh shall be Jeremiah, the son of Paduzah. And his army was numbered at 32,200. Then comes the tribe of Benjamin. And the leader of the children of Benjamin shall be Abinadab, the son of Gideoni. And his army was numbered at 35,400. All were numbered according to their armies of their forces, with Ephraim 108,100. They shall be third to break camp. The standard of the forces with Dan shall be on the north side, according to their armies. And the leader of the children of Dan shall be Ahizer, the son of Amishadai, and his army was numbered at 62,700. Those who camp next to him shall be the tribe of Asher, and the leader of the children of Asher shall be Pelez, the Pigiel, the son of Ichon, and his army was numbered at 41,500. Then comes the tribe of Naphtali. The leader of the children of Naphtali shall be Ahir, the son of Enan, and his army was numbered at 53,400. All who were numbered of the forces within was 157,600. They shall break camp last with their standards. These are the ones who were numbered of the children of Israel by their fathers' houses. All who were numbered according to their armies of the forces was 603,550. But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Thus the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So they camped by their standards. So they broke camp, each one by his family, according to their father's houses. So they followed what God said. And we know they always didn't do that, which caused a lot of confusion. So as we go into our psalm word, which is where our title comes from today, it says this: the voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. And we're in Psalms chapter 29, verses 7 through 11. And it says again, I got to say this word, chapter 29, verse 7. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth. The shot the forest bare and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says, glory! The Lord sat enthroned at the flood. The Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. And we stand on God's word this morning that the Lord will bless this planet for a little while with peace. We need peace in our world right now. We need peace. We need people to come together in love. Darkness is trying its best to prevail, but we need peace in the midst. So let's ask God for peace today. Peace in the Middle East. Peace in Ukraine. In Russia, peace. In America, peace. In every nation in this world, but the enemy is busy. But we got to stomp out all his hatred with love and hear and stop and listen to the voice of God. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 26 through 29. As vinegar to the teeth, as smoke to the eyes, so is the lazy man to those who sin him. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. The hope of the righteous will be gladdened, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. The way of the Lord is strength for the upright, but destruction will come to the work of iniquity. When he had called all the multitude, and we're going into Mark chapter 7, verses 14 through 37, and it says, when he had called all the multitude to himself, and we're talking to Jesus, he said to them, "Hear me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile a man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." When he had entered a house away from the crowd, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. So he said to them, "Are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from outside cannot defile him? Because it does not enter his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated, thus purifying all food." And he said, "What comes out of a man that defiles a man? From within, out of the heart, a man perceives evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murder, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things in and defile a man." Wow. Jesus is breaking it down. From there, he arose and went to the region of Tyre, and he entered the house and wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden, for a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Syrophoenician by birth, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be healed first. But it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dog." And I'm just saying, when I read this the first time, I thought, wow, Jesus sounds kind of bigger than you. And I mean, so don't be judging me. I'm just saying what I thought. Because understanding why he came. But this woman had faith. This woman didn't care that her nationality was not Hebrew. She did not care that she was not ethnically a Jew. She did not care that her race was different than the race of Jesus. She did not care because she's like, "Hey, my child has an unclean spirit, and I want it out." Because again, he came for a reason, and he came for a purpose. And this is what he said again, "Let the children be filled first," meaning the Jews, the Hebrews, the unsaved, "but it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For this thing, go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter." And when she had come to her house, she found the demon gone out of her daughter lying on the bed, and her daughter lying on the bed. Again, departing from the region of Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. So they begged him to put his hands on him, and he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers in his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, and this is the open. Ephphatha. Immediately his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. Then he commanded them that they should tell no one. But the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. Whew! Jesus was working the work he was called to do, to save, to heal, to make free. And with the voice of God, God created everything. And Jesus healed all those that came into his path, that deserved healing, that had faith, that had understanding and compassion. And this is what we're going to go back and do some life lessons from our word this morning. We have finished today's word, and the word for life lessons from the book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle meeting on the first day of the second month in the second year. God speaks to us at specific times, in specific places, about specific things. Listening to what he says is essential to walking with him. Numbers chapter 1, verse 17. Moses and Aaron took these men who had mentioned by name. God calls us by name into his service. He knows the gifts, abilities, and backgrounds of each one of us. And by his Spirit, he places us in exactly the right spot to serve him again. And when we go to our topic, as well as what the Bible says about the voice of God, the voice of God created everything. And this is what Dr. Stanley says from Psalm chapter 20, verses 7 through 9. The voice of God is mighty, indicative, and wonderful. In the beginning, when God spoke, the world were created, as were all the stars and other phenomena in the sky. His words formed a multitude of different animals, fishes and birds, as well as crops. And I said, and it was good. He opened his mouth, and man and woman were created in his image, as was the plain plan that would save all of humanity. As was the plan that would save all of humanity. When the word of God came to dwell with us, the Logos, our Savior, he brought us life and light, John 1 and 4. When he said, he filled the winds and the waves obeyed him and were calm, Mark 4 and 39. At his command, the open, the mute could speak, Mark 7 and 34. At the sound of his voice, the lame could walk and all manner of sickness were healed. The voice. They are one. Creator of everything. Healer of many. Though his words were taught the new covenant, he said, I will put my law in their mind and write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they all shall know me. Hallelujah. To know the Lord today. Do you know him? He said you do. Open up your heart and your mind to hear it. And it goes on to tell us. Whew, hallelujah. I'm going to say this one more time. Through his word, we were taught the new covenant. He said, I will put my law in their mind and write it on their heart. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and their sin. I will remember no more. Jeremiah 31:33-34. So it was that God's voice changed our heart. And one day when he calls, when he shouts out in victory, we will recognize the voice of our Savior and meet him in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. Friend, if God's voice is so powerful, he can heal your pain, open your understanding, and lead you in triumph. Therefore, listen to him. Hearing his voice is the best thing. And from our New Testament, Mark chapter 7, verse 15, there is nothing that enters a man outside within the from him.
Hallelujah. He tries his best to knock us out, but God, hallelujah. God said not today. God said not today, devil, not today. We're going to finish our word this morning, and it is a great word today. You know, we got to not give power where it does not belong, because we know that the voice of God created everything, and our voices have power. And we know that the enemy cannot stand it. When we give God glory, when we give God praise, what did the word of God say this morning? In verse number 9 of Psalms chapter 29, the voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says, glory. So we say glory this morning to the Lord, and to his voice we answer to. The devil has no power unless God gives it to him. And he doesn't have any power today. Because God said, not today, Satan. This word will finish up and go forth. And our last life lesson is this. In Mark 7:37, they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all these things. Jesus does all things well. But he also usually does them in unexpected ways. He astonishes us, not only by the mighty works he performs, but also because he so often catches us off guard. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord today. And I'm going to go back over Mark 7:15. It says, there is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile a person. And we're going to go back over to that word, because that's why the devil got mad. Because he don't want you to know what is a defiling, what defiles us, what comes out of this mouth, out of this little tongue that we call, out of this little membrane that we call a tongue. because we know that death and life is in this little thing. The power of death and life is in our tongue. And we are not rushing these. Come on now. We are going to keep this thing behind our teeth. And these are the things that the enemy don't want you to hear. And he said what comes out of a man that defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornications, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. We got to understand that the devil is busy, and he don't want good things coming out of your mouth. He don't want you to say glory to the Lord. He don't want you to say hallelujah. He don't want you to say thank you, Jesus. But we give the devil, we put him under our feet this morning. He is not stopping the word of God. He is not stopping the voice of God, because the voice of God created even him. Hallelujah. He created all the angels of heaven. He know, and that's why the demons trembled and knew the name of Jesus. They knew who he was, Son of David, Son of God. They knew Jesus because he was the Lord a long, long time before he came onto this earth. And this is what it says, what a person eats and drinks cannot defile him, but what comes out of him, ungodly words and actions, certainly can. Jesus wanted his disciples to see that the core issue always comes down to the heart. Is your heart clean today? Is your heart full with the Savior today? Do you know Jesus? Hallelujah. He's my friend. And I'm grateful that he calls me his sister. Because I've been adopted in. Thank you, God. And before we get out of here this morning, if there's anyone that would like to speak, if a word is coming to your heart, push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be open. For those that are listening on social media, the number to dial is 213-943-3597. You can listen in on that number as well as speak on that number. Before we get out, as always, a word from our sister in Christ. And it is all good. Thank you, Sister Carolyn. From Carolyn's gift this morning is this. Good morning. When we honor God first, everything else will fall into place. Have a wonderful Wednesday. And I'd like to add, have a worshipful Wednesday. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. But there is none like our God, and it is his voice that tells us what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. Keep trusting in the Lord today, family, and watch him work in your life. Have a blessed day, family. Again, if there is anyone that would like to speak, push the number 1 on your phone, and your line will be open. If not, it's time to go to work, y'all. And who do we work for? We work for the Lord. And there will be no defilement coming out of our mouth. We will speak life over this planet. We will speak life over our families, life over those that are in Ukraine. We speak life over our brothers and sisters around this planet. Speak life over the pastors in China who are being rounded up and arrested, because they refuse to allow the word of God to be bastardized and changed to suit someone else but not God. Pray for them, please. Keep those people in your heart and in your mind, the pastors in China. Keep those that are fighting the fight of faith around this world. In Nigeria, keep those pastors and Christians in your prayers. My Nigerian brothers and sisters, we are praying for you, that you are watched over, that you are covered by the blood of Jesus, because we know the spirit of witchcraft is running rapid in these nations around the world.
And we have to bind those spirits in Jesus' name, believing that God has our brothers and our sisters covered by the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this word this morning. And as we pray every day, I pray over you and yours, family. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Be blessed and know that our Father God speaks to you and through you. And know that the voice of God created everything. And we know that God creates and it is God that destroys. And that no man can take the place of God in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirits. Let's speak life over defilement. Let's speak love over hate, peace over war, joy over sadness. Let us speak and know that our Father God hears us. And let us be quiet so we can hear his voice. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap. Because why? I got to go to work. Love you all. Be blessed. God willing, please join me tomorrow as we continue in Numbers as well as Psalm. We'll be in Numbers chapter 3 and chapter 4. We will be in Psalm chapter 30, verses 1 through 7. We'll be in Proverbs chapter 10, verses 30 through 32. And we'll be in Mark chapter 8. So thank you very much. Be blessed and have a wonderful day. And to remember, today starts, if you are a person that fasts during the Lenten season, it starts today. So whatever you're giving up for Lent, today starts it. So happy Advent and be blessed. It is a wrap.